Isaiah chapter 3 verse 1, For behold, the Lord Yahweh of armies takes away from Jerusalem and from Judah supply and support, the whole supply of bread and the whole supply of water. That was the judgment which was to come, that God was to take away their bread and their water because of their wickedness. Well, what did Hezekiah do? Isaiah is talking in Hezekiah's time. 2 Kings 20 verse 20 says that Hezekiah made the pool and the conduit and brought water into the city. You may have heard of Hezekiah's tunnel. People go to Jerusalem as tourists and see this tunnel that was intended to give Jerusalem a water supply so that it couldn't be cut off by besiegers. When it was surrounded, Jerusalem would still have water. And people think, oh, good old King Hezekiah. Yep, pretty clever guy, made this tunnel, etc. And yet, the reality was that Jerusalem had been told by God, I will take away your water. And Jerusalem was saved by grace and by the repentance and intercession of a minority, not because of Hezekiah's ingenuity. Now, when you come to Isaiah 22, verse 11, God stridently criticizes Hezekiah's tunnel. I'll read it to you. You also made a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool. Now, this is Hezekiah who did this. And the passage goes on, but you didn't look to him, God, who had done this. The one they didn't look to was God. And the whole passage there in Isaiah 22 really criticizes all their building work, all their fortification of Jerusalem, etc., which is what Hezekiah did. And Lamentations seems to make the same point, that you did not look to the God who was judging you, but you trusted in your own fortifications. Well, I think, therefore, that this is another reason for understanding Hezekiah in a slightly negative light. He did make reforms, and yet he also had this very human side to him. And it came to full term, really, after God gave this amazing deliverance to Jerusalem by grace, I think thanks to Isaiah and the minority praying. And then Hezekiah is sick, and God says, well, you know, I'll give you 15 years then. And he's like, oh, great, there'll be peace and truth in my days. And he wrongly deals with the ambassadors from Babylon, has a child, Manasseh, who was a terrible king. And basically, as I see it, all the wonderful potentials that there could have been at the time, he just turns away from. And Isaiah 22 is clear. You made this reservoir, but you didn't look to him who had done this. So, they did not look to God in faith. This was all Hezekiah's attempt to get around God's judgment. Now, you can't get around God. There's no sort of workaround to get around his judgments and statements. For example, in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the dust. And yet people think, ah, but if I could win the lottery, then I'd have millions and millions and I would be okay. But no, that is a get around. People think, if I invest in health insurance and in healthcare, I can have a really long life. Well, your days are numbered and we are all going to die. There is no workaround. There is no get around. And you may like, as homework, as it were, to think in your life of things which you are doing or tempted to do or think of doing, which are in fact a workaround, an attempted get-around of God's clearly stated purpose. And instead, we need to get with the process. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time. It's quite clear from that verse in Peter and the hand of God throughout biblical history, that God does seek to bring you down because he values humility so highly. You must be humble so that he can lift you up. And yet we seek to work around that. We wriggle to try to, by all means, avoid it and get around it. And that is, I think, what Hezekiah did. Don't forget, at the same time he built that tunnel and made that reservoir of water, he was also stripping the temple of its gold and giving it to other nations, trusting in them rather than in God. So although he did do a lot of good things, I think that he was a little of both. And you can't be a little of both. You've got to give your heart wholly to God. And the fact that he didn't do that, the fact that he was a little of both, he made reforms, and yes, he did trust in God to some extent. You know, unless you're wholehearted, it won't work. And it didn't work finally in the life of Hezekiah. He's not listed in Hebrews 11. And it seems to me that he did give up really in the last 15 years of his life. And that's what happens. If you are not wholeheartedly heart, soul, and mind for the things of God and his truth.